Hey, this is Tim McKernan, and I am here with Seth Goldkamp of Design Air Heating and Cooling, and I have been a longtime Design Air client. What separates you guys from everybody else?
It's becoming more common for companies to just get their foot in the door. They try to come up with different ways to upsell. They try to see how much they can make off of a customer as opposed to, hey, we're in there to do a service. We're going to do it well. We're going to do it for a fair price.
I don't know how many emails I have received from our listeners who experienced the incredible customer service Design Air Heating and Cooling provides. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling online at designairservice.com.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
If you're seriously hurt in an accident, you'll want all the money you deserve. That's called justice. But there wouldn't be lawyers if justice was easy. No, justice is not easy. It's fought for and it's won. At Brown & Crouppen, we fight for justice every day. If you want some, call 222-2222, because at Brown & Crouppen, justice is our business.
And it's moist as a freshly baked Betty Crocker cake.
It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
KPNT-FM, HD2.
Collinsville, St. Louis.
I mean, this is your final Ween Wednesday. Take it in.
My favorite Ween song.
Yeah. What a moment it was, Plowhawk, when we walked into Truman celebrating the 10th anniversary of Inside STL. Doug, was that August of 2015?
I wasn't even able to enter there. We were out of beer at the time, right?
The place was so packed.
Sick.
And I walk in there finally. Should have been able to go to the front of the line.
That was Seymour's first year, I do believe. I think
you're right, Plowhawk.
I think so.
And the place was packed, and they were playing Boys Club by Ween.
Yep.
That's nice. It's just nice.
That's what it is.
It was emotional.
That was one of our better parties, right?
That was a great
first
one.
That was fantastic. I think that beer garden area just opened up at
Anheuser-Busch
mm-hmm. at the time. And the Truman's
right.
after party was just nuts.
It was lit. That's what it was.
Litty City. Yeah. My buddies, Mate Dog and Reefer, were there. I don't know if you guys knew that. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever met them.
Yeah. That's funny. I forgot about that.
I've heard tell of their legend.
Oh, great.
It's the 9 o'clock hour. It's presented to you by Schaefer Door Company. If your garage door breaks, you hear that spring break, and then the thing crashes to the ground, right away you go to SchaeferDoor.com. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. SchaeferDoor.com. And then they set up a number specific for our audience. That number is, you can call it or text it, 636-782-3608. It's going to get you the quickest response time. And on top of it, they do installations as well. They service all kinds of garage doors for service and new installs. They have Monday morning standby service for those doors that break over the weekend. They service commercial doors as well. If you run a business or warehouse with big, tall doors, Schaefer is experienced in these types of jobs. Go to SchaeferDoor.com, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, door.com, or call 636, call or text 636-782-3608. Schaefer Door is a Clopay Master authorized dealer. Sponsor of the 9 o'clock hour. Coming up in 20 minutes, we'll have the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Send yours in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And then at 10 o'clock, Jackson and I will deal with a situation, and that situation is called Balloon Party. And my guess is they're not going to be happy about what transpired last night at Busch Stadium. But the thing is, it was one of Steven Matz's best outings of his career.
It's good to see someone's velo was up.
Yep.
It's all about the velo.
Again, I reiterate it. I'll say this all the time. Like, the advancement in analytics, you can pick any below-average player, show a couple analytics of them being really good. To me, baseball is a lot of eye test. I get that he may have been throwing his velo.
I agree on that. Baseball is a lot of eye test. I agree with that.
You've
got to really be close on it. Mazalek brought this up, but I've talked about it plenty of times before. The 2004 Cardinals were kind of a middling team up until mid-May. But if you were, like we were both working in television at that time, and I was doing radio at the time, so I was certainly following it super closely, you could tell that offensively they were pretty special. And part of that is, as dumb as it is, because the stat wasn't around now, speaking of velo, was they were hitting the ball hard. And they were getting some good outings. There was just a lot of kind of weird or fluky kind of bad break situations. But you felt like they were on the precipice of being a good team. Never thought there would be a 105-win team. With this team, the one win they have in the last week, they had to come from behind while getting perfect gamed through five innings in order to come back and win with a walk-off. Otherwise, you're talking about a losing streak that goes back to the Oakland A's, not expected to necessarily be World Series contenders, the Brewers, and then the Diamondbacks. It would have spanned a week. And then you're losing in the fashion that you're losing. I'm telling you, man, this is stunning. In other words, they're not close as we sit here. Not that that's a groundbreaking thing. The big story at this moment to me, because breaking down the Cardinals is pretty tedious, the big story to me is this is the first time I've noticed the emptiness of the ballpark, which speaks to the apathy that coexists with the anger. But I'm starting to think the apathy is growing greater than the anger, which is a bigger problem for a business.
Yeah. It's a big problem for the Cardinals. It's a big problem for the city. I mean, St. Louis takes great pride in that organization.
Yeah.
And to see it really struggle here for the second year in a row, that's a problem for the whole town. It's a problem for every sports town, every sports fan, certainly, but not just that. As Palsy talked about earlier, it's a problem for the businesses. It's a problem for the whole region if that team is not successful. I mean, the success of the entire St. Louis area shouldn't have to hinge on the St. Louis Cardinals winning baseball games, but having a good competitive team certainly helps. It helps a city like St. Louis.
This is something I was scrolling the TMA fan page and saw this in the commercial break. Cardinals' current National League rankings, 14th in runs per game. There are 15 teams in the league.
Not the worst.
14th in hits. It's
not the worst.
15th in home runs.
Well.
13th in stolen bases.
Two worse than us.
11th most Ks.
Here we go.
14th in average.
Yeah.
14th in OBP.
Okay.
14th in slugging percentage.
There's one worse.
14th in OPS.
Still one worse than us.
12th in runs per game.
Okay, here we go.
13th in wins.
Yeah, falling backwards.
A lot of positive talk about the pitching staff. 12th in ERA. 12th in hits.
Well.
15th in home runs allowed.
Okay.
12th in ERA plus. 13th in FIP ERA.
So we've given up the most home runs and hit the fewest?
That's right. 12th in whip. 12th in hits allowed per nine innings.
Mm. Remember what a big deal it was when Dave Duncan was the pitching coach to pitch to contact? It wasn't such a big deal to throw the ball 98 miles an hour, but to spot your pitches, to keep it low in the strike zone, to keep it out of the middle of the plate, go ahead and let him hit it.
That was.
That was the.
That's why he was able to, we talk about refurbished Sibians on this show. He was able to refurbish so many pitchers who looked like they were done. You call them Dandy Beans, don't you? Andy Bass.
I never did. But he
Woody
was
Williams.
One, Woody
Williams.
Those were two great
Weaves.
Examples. Of guys who didn't throw 97 or 8 miles an hour, but they sure were effective.
Somebody just posted also on the TMA fan page tickets for today's, what do you call it, a Busman special? You can get us, looks like row 11, field box of the behind the Cardinal dugout for $17.
17?
Three seats available. Right there,
wow.
If you want to sit together. So if you want to go down there for $51.
Oh, I thought it was 17 for all three. Now I'm out.
Nick Vaughn can go on down there since Greg's in Tampa and Johnson. What do you call them, the Wentzville territories?
Yeah. Well, I suppose the time could come where they start paying people to go to the games just so they'll buy the $17 beers and
or
pay $40 to park.
Get the cutouts.
Fill
out the upper row so the TV, it makes it look like you're selling.
Yeah.
And how about this? Have you seen what your parents wrote on the TMA fan page? I'm just in scroll mode here.
What did they write?
This
no,
is
my
a
mom
wonderful thing.
Me said she put something.
Your mom posted that because they have a shared account. I've
yeah,
DM'd with
my
your
dad
mother, not to make that sound creepy, but I have.
I love my dad. He's certainly not sentimental.
Okay.
Love the guy, but.
My advice to parents is to let your children make a dream about their future and then set them free. Plowsy's dream of working in broadcasting started 20-plus years ago, and he never let go of it. His dad and I supported him and encouraged him even when it wasn't easy. But he graduated with his degree and moved to St. Louis and never looked back. Thank you to Tim, Doug, Kat, Iggy, Jackson, and Hubbard Radio for the friendship and support the past 10 years. He really grew into his field and became successful in it. We are forever grateful for all you've done for him and supporting his decision to move on. Thank you to all the TMA fans for putting up with his silly antics and hot takes. We wish we could have made it to a Hot Shots event to meet some of you, but it never worked out. But we will always consider you friends. Finally, thank you, Darren, for always being our surprise son. We never knew what you were going to do, so you kept us on our toes. We love you for it. We'll always support this decision to give up your dream job to expand your wings as you and Madison prepare for your future. Love you forever. Thank you all for everything. How about that, Doug?
What a nice sentiment.
What a wonderful, wonderful. What a great thing. What a wonderful
thing. My parents
thing. God bless.
Are amazing. I think I've reiterated the fact that they allowed me to kind of be myself when a lot of times parents nowadays pigeonhole their kids or try to, you know, maybe stimulate them with some, you know, ADHD medication. My parents let me spread my wings and do my thing, and I'm very grateful for them to, you know, when your kid says you want to do, you know, something when you're 12, you just poo-poo it, but they were very supportive of that. And obviously there are more lucrative careers out there when you're 17, 18 years old going to college. And,
name
you know,
10.
They,
10 careers.
They knew the pressures of, you know, that particular field, but only used the positives to support what I did and moved down here with nothing. And, you know, I'm happy to say when I leave TMA, I have a lot more than what I came in with and certainly a lot more friends. And, you know, I consider you guys super close. Obviously, you know, we've worked
Doug doesn't
together
consider
for 10
us
years.
Friends.
No,
you know, co-workers.
I think now,
co-workers.
I think when I leave on Friday, you're going to change. You're going to change.
Well, I don't know.
But, yeah, my mom is, like, just my rock. She's amazing. So not surprised she posted that.
You'll never hear from Doug again.
I'll text him every now and then. But, no, so she told me I didn't read it, so this is the first time I'm hearing it. So it's a very proud moment for me knowing my parents, you know, are proud of myself and the decisions I made and obviously love Madison as well. So very fortunate, Doug, in terms of parents. Got a couple of real good ones.
That was heartfelt.
Yeah, she's always above and beyond, very sweet and sentimental.
Shame she wasted it on the fan page, though.
Oh, my gosh.
I think people would be tame on the fan page.
Did she
page
post that on the TMA Red?
That would be funny. Maybe I'll act like my mom and post that.
You do have a nice success story, though, as a guy who came in without experience in any other market.
Nothing.
Unknown in St. Louis, carved a niche for yourself, learned how to do things you didn't know how to do, and became a lovable personality in town to make yourself marketable for other jobs.
I agree, and I still say, like, my bags were packed. I had one interview at 9:20, which I almost didn't even go to. Ended up going just because Joe Rod set up the interview, and I didn't want to disrespect Joe Rod by not just showing up and just leaving. So I ended up going and got hired, and I was doing Christian radio.
So
like
that was at
months.
WGNU, or that was at the 1010?
That was at, yeah,
WGNU.
Yeah, 1010.
Because Bird owned 1010 and WGNU, and 1010 was printing cash.
Yeah, so pastors would come in. I would record their sermons, play that recording at a certain time. That was what I was doing.
How about that?
And I loved it because I was just doing radio.
Yeah.
Filled in for account executive Mike, who, by the way, account executive Mike messaged me yesterday. Love you, buddy. Fantastic.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
And then, yeah, I got on TMA just right away. I think that story pretty good. I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I came here with a couple $1,000 and an unpaid internship, and you kind of leave where I'm at. Yeah.
You're living a multimillionaire.
Wouldn't say that. I would say I'm very rich in friendships and heartfelt messages, but certainly I think I've grown
a lot. You got a lot of heartfelt messages, Paul?
Oh, absolutely.
I bet you did.
Over the moon happy with all the listeners and what they've said.
Maybe
so.
Friday we can find, might be some work.
I don't know how much more work I want to do this week, but I will try my hardest.
We'll find it. A clip of the first day you were on the show, the first day you spoke on the air.
Oh, I think...
Rise of Plowboy, Soaps Picks,
I can
the Skeleton.
I'm going to say I can cut that from the Skelly because I play it enough. I think we play it every day.
Oh, really? I never heard it.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we will. I can pull that up. Yeah, that one has actually an easy job that is easy to find and easy.
Were
to
you given the Plowboy on the first day?
Them Doug,
so.
Man.
Oh, Doug did that? I thought
Doug,
that was the cat.
Yeah,
Doug. He asked my
said
background.
You were from Peoria and a farmer. I said, "Oh, you're the Peoria Plowboy."
Peoria area. Grew up on like a big and that was it. And it stuck like crazy because I knew there were worse nicknames out there. Yeah. Certainly, you could upgrade that nickname.
Well, I don't know.
But I didn't want to say no. I don't want that one, and then be like,
"This was based in some reality."
Yeah, and it hit and it stuck. And then I rooted for the Blackhawks during the Cup. Or during one of the playoff runs.
Yeah, that was the Western Conference final year. They went in 2016. Didn't think I'd be dripping pree from my eyes this morning.
Oh, God.
That's hot, dude.
I love you, Darren. Go have sex, make a baby, and be happy forever. That's from Shrimply Pibbles, Doug, and he sends in pictures of his wife. And I think his wife's playing in the Fan Page Club Championship.
She is.
Is she really?
There's not one woman in there.
Okay, so there's no way. We would have noticed that immediately.
We've only had one play. I think it was Chrissy Blake played one year. I took her to the semis.
Semi-hard?
Oh.
See, I still got
gosh.
It. I haven't.
That, but I also took her to the semis where she ousted Kevin Miller a couple of 30s, a six-hour round of golf.
See, Doug, 30s can make it to the semis.
That's because it's a Shishawali tournament in nature.
Hey, guys, sorry to break up the sentimental segment, but Iggy is creepily tweeting at Lux on Twitter right now from your studio, and it's making my skin crawl. That's from Big Tough.
No, oh, God.
Lux, not Learn?
12% crestfallen.
I did see that right about when we were hitting the open.
I responded to her tweet. That's what I did. And if you think that's creepy, you don't know me, you don't know Lux.
No, don't know anybody.
And you don't know a heartfelt tweet when you see it, yeah. Dumbass.
Oh, come on,
Big Tough has been put on notice.
Well, Plowsy, I don't want you to shut the door on this business because you're such a natural. And with radio changing all the time, with podcasts a big thing, maybe you can still find some time to be involved in something else.
Outside of, like, the boots and 401k guy, like, I haven't burned any bridges for the most part. That's an inside that joke. Fun. You don't have to go any further than that.
I was like, okay, I know definitely boots. The first one. Okay, and then the second, yeah.
But
guy, that's something that is literally for the other four of us.
Yes. So I'm never shutting doors here. Like, in terms of, like, doing a podcast, I'm full on what I'm going to be doing on my next career. I'm absolutely all in on that. But certainly side projects that come along in my free time are
never going
to be shut. I
think, like, a weekly podcast is the move. Yeah. I haven't read the email, but I have a feeling I know what it's about. It was titled TMA Reunion. Hey, Tim, I'm currently listening to QFTA from yesterday, which is about the Plowhawk, for the record, in addition to all kinds of other things, as is QFTA usually. And you're talking about all the guys who are on the show, and since you said this is a podcast, would it be possible to record an episode with the non-gay Prod Joe, Gangster Pete, Sea Monster, and whoever else is in town at some point, and just BS with everyone? Oof. I've been a loyal listener since the grind days, and it's been 20 years. Maybe a reunion show, pre-recorded, or possibly on YouTube whenever everyone's available is warranted. Thanks for reading. That's from Eric Jablonski.
I like it. I like the idea.
Yeah. I love the idea. We could get Weezer. Weezer texted me this morning. He's local.
Well, now with Zoom, I mean, we could just all pop up. I think
that'd
that's
be
how
fun
it works. That's how my
hell,
No Laying Up podcast, they're all on Zoom. I have a call with Tron Carter tomorrow, Doug.
Tron Carter tomorrow.
Yeah. Sound Story's looking at buying advertising on No Laying Up, and so Tron Carter, I guess, handles the advertising. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, I know that's for a handful of people who listen to that podcast, but I'm a Tron Carter guy. Jay did not like Tron Carter. He called him a scrub.
Yeah,
Tron's
a scrub.
Not a fan of Bell Reeve.
Think Portnoy would do Sound Stories?
It's not about Portnoy doing Sound Stories. I doubt Portnoy does anything for less than like $100,000 an hour at this point, and I don't blame him. More about advertising, but No Laying Up's not a Barstool thing. But yeah, I'd advertise with Barstool, too, in a heartbeat. No, it's
what's
a separate thing.
Oh, four plays there's, right?
Four plays. There's Riggs.
Yeah, Riggs.
Neither here nor there. Just a fun fact for no one to tell. I have no idea how I thought of that or why I brought it up. But it's ADD. Oh, somebody brought up the TMA reunion in QFTA. Yeah,
well, I won't be part of it. So
you will not be part of it?
No, Joe's part of it.
Oh, Doug, and now we're negotiating the reunion.
You wouldn't have to be in the reunion.
So neither
this
one of them are
going to
be a part of it.
Used to work here. You're still here.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
Okay.
It's been approved.
No, I wouldn't want to tarnish the thing because I know Joe would start going off after me.
Oh, I think that would enhance.
That's not fair to the reunion if you're just going to have Joe making fun of me.
Just me and non-gay just sitting there crossing our arms.
Hey, I deep teased this, and I got to make sure I deliver on the tease. Jackson was really proud of this question on what was yesterday. It was called Tuesday's Topics on Balloon Party.
Okay, nice.
And so I'm like, oh, I can't wait, because he really does ask some good macro questions that gets my ADD brain going. But then this one, I was just like, what are we doing here? Now, maybe, Doug, you're a baseball savant.
A good baseball man.
Yeah, you're a good baseball man. You like that?
Me and Joe Pettini.
That's right, Cowboy Joe Pettini. Mm-hmm. All right, Jackson, go ahead.
All right. So, Doug, everyone, obviously, you can all answer. Your team is on the field. You're on the field. You're in the field. Runners on second and third. It's one out. You're down two runs in the bottom of the eighth. All right? Everyone still with me?
You're down two in the eighth. The other team's got two on and one out?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. The five-hole hitter is up, and the count is 2-1.
Mm.
You have the two-hole hitter on third, and he has plenty of speed. Your team has 5, 6, and 7 coming up in the top of the ninth. A deep fly ball is hit going towards foul territory, but it's catchable. Again, a lot of speed on third. Do you let the ball drop and avoid the runner tagging from third, or do you sacrifice the out for the run?
What inning is it?
Eighth. Top, bottom of the eighth.
I'm letting it drop.
No, you better go ahead and get the out. I'd say
now you're down three going into the ninth.
I said that too.
Yeah, then. Get the out. Try to keep the guy from second to get to
third. Let me get the baseball expert chimed in on the text line from the 618.
No, they were more attacking Jackson for hyping up the question, which I thought to be.
Yeah. The out's better than a three-run homer on the next pitch or a base hit on the next pitch.
Yeah, but now you're 2-2.
Ollie would have made a player die, break his shoulder, ball drop, they score three, game over.
So you're the visiting team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you let it drop.
Would it change if you were the home team?
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Expound.
Because then you catch it, because you're still up a run.
You're down two.
You're down by two.
Yeah, you're the home team, and you're at bat?
No, you're in the field.
Well, that's where you are now.
Abbott and Costello.
You asked me, would it be different being a home team? If you're batting and you're down two, and if I was a defensive team on the field, I would say you catch it because you're
You wouldn't be batting and be the defensive team at the same time.
Oh, my God. We're talking about the Cardinals.
We're talking about any team.
Any team.
All right. Well, it's different depending on who's in the field. If you're down two runs.
Yeah.
And you hit a fly ball.
Well, you can't control what they do.
The team that's
down
is
telling you what the other team
in
would
the
do.
Field.
You didn't ask what team. I'm saying what the other team would do. It's two different things depending on who's at bat and who's in the field and who's winning and who's losing.
Well, we've been through that, though. The team in the field is losing by two. Do you want to give up a third run automatically for an out?
No.
You're on the drop.
You're already down two. You don't want to go down three.
I think
Jackson said, now you're going to have two strikes.
You may go down four if you let the ball drop, and then he gets a base hit.
It's interesting, 4-2. You're down runs. You
that's
can't give up runs.
Four runs and two runs is a lot.
You take a chance that the guy strikes him out, and you get the next guy.
I let it drop, having confidence in my pitching.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, I think you better take the out.
But when you give up the three-run bomb, don't you go into the postgame and go, I thought that was the best relief outing of the year.
Now, it would be different if the score were tied in the ninth and the guy hit a high, long foul ball, and you know by catching it, he's going to tag up and score the go-ahead run in the ninth. That would be different.
Right, you absolutely let it drop there, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Has that ever – have you – I mean, I'm – asking based on, like, thousands of baseball games.
I've
have you ever seen something like that?
Yeah.
That's why the infield fly rule is in place, am I right?
No.
Well, this would be to the deep part of the outfield.
No, I meant just to...
The infield fly rule is in place to prevent teams from dropping the ball on purpose to turn double plays.
Okay, that's what I thought, nice.
The point of consternation in Atlanta, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, as to how far that infield fly rule should have...
2012, Doug? Was that 2012?
I don't know the years, Tim.
I forgot about that. That's a good bring-up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgot about that game.
Runners at first and second or bases loaded, less than two out. If a ball is hit and a fielder could, with ordinary effort, make the play, infield fly rule is automatically called.
But then a little bitty baby looper waist high is not a fly, and you can drop it and get a double play. That don't make any sense either.
It doesn't make sense.
It's right, Adam. He's not going to drop it. But you drop
well, if it's a little looper, it's not a fly ball.
I didn't think this question could get any worse than when I heard it yesterday. Oh. I was so wrong.
Is this like a big conspiracy with everyone where they're like gaslighting me to think this is a bad question? This is an interesting baseball thought exercise.
I'm usually so in lockstep with you on so many things, and I'm just so surprised by your support for this question.
I feel like I'm in the midst of some sort of cognitive dissonance where I don't understand how this isn't a decent question. Like, these are... I thought that this was going to be more befuddling, but
I
guess not.
Did you get through the whole segment with it?
It was 10:57, so we had 90 seconds.
Oh, we call it quick hitter.
Not definitive.
Tim probably like, whew.
I think we're all on edge with Plowsy leaving.
It did its purpose.
That's what it is.
It did its purpose. It got you to the top of the hour.
Well, I'll tell you what we got here is we've got the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. Do I have any business I need to attend to?
Yes, you have mentality, which gives me enough time to filter.
You haven't filtered yet. Better filter.
My apologies.
Let's see what we got here. Doug mentality. If you're feeling a little sluggish, maybe you're putting on weight, and that used to not be the case. You haven't really done anything different. Maybe you're not putting on muscle like you used to. Those are symptoms of low testosterone. So decreased mental acuity, attention span, and stress can cause focus issues on even the most simple tasks. Belly fat, feeling bloated, and a lack of lean muscle and tone that used to be easy to get rid of or maintain. Low libido, disinterested in spouse or partner, which can lead to relationship problems. Well, Mentality is a local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Testosterone therapy helps men regain normal function and restores the ability to perform normally at all levels. Compete at work and at sports like you did years ago with Mentality. LowTUSA.com, St. Louis company. I've been in there. They got locations throughout the area. It's Mentality. LowTUSA.com. Quick, fast, easy. It was in and out. Great staff. Glad I did it. Got tested. Recommend you get tested as well and then see if it's right for you. It's Mentality at LowTUSA.com. Woot, woot. How's the filtering going, bro?
Filtered.
Nice. It's time for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
Okay.
Bonjour, gentlemen. Je m'appelle Jacques Giovanni, but you can call me old Jeffco Jack. I recently moved from Paris, France, to Fenton for work. Does that happen a lot? Paris to Fenton?
I can't imagine what kind of job that would be.
He's a clothing designer, and there's just a bigger and better market here.
He got a job at the Target there in Grabovoi Bluffs?
Guess so. Aww. I just found your show a few days ago and want to let you all know a few things I like about your village of Saint-Louis. First off, Dougie Doug. Ooh la la. Also, I love the French names. Gravois, Laclede, Chodo, Café Lafton, Sacre Bleu. It really reminds me of my home in Paris. It's exactly the same. St. Louis and Paris have been...
So, City of Lights? City of Death? Well, we're not the City of Death. I should never have said that.
I love the food. The fried meats and cheeses make my French toast stiffen up with the milk of 100 goats. And holy... V-A-C-H-E. The freedom fries are delicioso. I also love the stations where y'all pump your petrol. In the little garçon room, a.k.a. your water closets, there is a very delightful sexual game of hide and peek with a tiny little duct-taped hole there separating the strangers from an afternoon of mouthful delight.
No.
Fenton is the Milan of sexual desires. Thank you for welcoming me to your glorious home. Yours in amore, Jacques Giovanni. P.S. Napoleon rules.
Jacques Giovanni.
Oh, Giovanni.
Giovanni. Napoleon rules.
Zazy skim. Did you pronounce it Zazy? Z-A-Z-I-E?
Okay.
Skim. Oana. Petite. Amorous vibes. You are welcome. But this email is more than just shiny high heel strap les video tips. Like Tim being amazing again today. You see, we don't know the bus driver, but we'll ride the bus. We don't know the pilot, but we ride the plane. We don't know the captain, but we'll ride the ship. So let's all relax, knowing Tim is in charge of our lives.
Not shocked there.
Broke the gong with that one.
That was flush contact, 1.5 on the smash factor. But this email is about putting myself out there and going after what I want. Well, you're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little twink hearts like the one in me. That's okay. Let's see how you do it. Unzip those khakis. Let's get down to it. You come on with it. Come on. You don't fight fair. Sexy and whatnot with that new head of hair. Knock me down. It's all in vain. I'll enter you from behind with the strappy again.
Okay. Don't
hit me with your money shot. Fire away. That's from first name's Fonda.
Fonda.
And then the last name is Hoggs.
Hoggs. Fonda Hoggs.
An embarrassment toward Pat Benatar.
He's new.
Well, it's been a rough 24 hours since hearing that half of Pepper and Jeannie were leaving the show. I spent the day ignoring my job and kids while working through the five stages of grief. Denial. Plowsy isn't really going to leave. There isn't another job where he can do that he can do while high and enjoying honey buns for a quarter of the show while sometimes playing drops and trying to remember to turn aux on. Anger. He's a horse's ass for going to work in the real world. Gosh. And it will treat him like the abrupt ending to his lesbian stand-up comedy tour when he opened for Larry. Bargaining. Maybe if we band together and stop complaining about the skeleton in Sinbad, he will stay. Depression. The show is never going to be the same. No one holds Bowtie accountable with the same combination of humor, condescension, and tough love. Acceptance. Plowsy is one of a kind who brought so much fun and many laughs to the show, and I sincerely wish him all of the best. That's from Shooter McGavin, the vice president of scrubbing the Google web of all evidence of a 115-pound twink dropping 27 on three-time NBA champ Sean Livingston.
Shooter McGavin.
Technically four-time.
Yeah, he was an executive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Where is he an executive?
The Warriors.
Oh,
so
the Warriors?
I don't know what his title is.
In 22, he got another one.
I love Jackson. I love Tim. And I love everyone involved with TMA. It hurts to do this, but I have to do what is right. I reported Tim to the Department of Children and Family Services for his neglectful behavior on yesterday's QFTA. In the middle of the podcast, Tim left the studio and forced a scared youngster to fend for himself. Go back and watch the YouTube stream, and you'll see a frightened little boy with the tiniest invisible beard coping with his abandonment live on YouTube. After an awkward silence that seemed to last an eternity, his first words were, quote, "Looks like I'm on my own now, but I can probably handle this." Not surprisingly, the pale one immediately started talking about independent films and the NBA. At one point, I fully expected Jackson to say, "And boom goes the dynamite." Oh. I'll never forget the look on this innocent little face when Tim returned to the studio. He looked like a kid getting picked up from a two-week stay at his grandma's house. "Why did you leave me here alone, Dad? I was so scared, Dad. Don't you love me anymore, Dad?" When reached for comment after the podcast had concluded, Oliver Mumrole said, "I actually thought it was one of Jackson's better outings. I mean, have you heard some of his SportsCenter updates? That's from the JV golf coach."
Damn.
JV golf coach.
And finally, it was Jim Dandy at the ballpark last night as Steven Matz tossed two scoreless innings before giving up four runs in the third and another in the fifth before being pulled for Zach Thompson, who proceeded to throw batting practice. It was Matz's worst start of the season, but puppet manager Ollie Marmol praised Matz, saying he, quote, "actually thought it was one of his better outings." He said that with a straight face!
Oh.
Here's a suggestion for monetizing the 21 hours between live TMA presentations. Broker time to the listeners to spit hot takes, like Rich in Maryland Heights, who talked about fornication for 2 minutes before running out of material. Did he do that?
I don't know.
Begging
I didn't hear
for, when did he say, "If I don't get a call here soon, I think I'm going to end early"? And like, you have 20 minutes left.
Okay, that's a bad example. But we could get an hour of Mr. Lick sponsored by the Needlepoint Clubhouse, where he just wealth shames the upper middle class for having minivans in their country club parking lots. I know Biff still has unaired AVN interviews he wants to get played, and we know he's down to broker the time. Maybe as part of the Milagro Tequila Listener of the Month prize, you get to fill an hour of skeleton programming. You could extend it to past winners, which would include Chairman Steve, Natty Nate, and that guy who posts long, cringeworthy videos to the TMA fan page where he pounds Ice House beer. One of my favorite Plowsy moments came in April 2019 when he returned from his first furlough. The Blues and Jets were tied 2-2 in the first round of the playoffs, and Plowsy predicted the Blues would not win another playoff game. Then told a story about how he got drunk at the Game 3 loss, bought Carlos Martinez a beer, moved down to the abandoned seats in the front row, and then was escorted out by security after he yelled, "Mark Scheifele has a small ween."
Oh.
The next round, he watched A Time to Kill instead of Game 1, yada, yada, yada. The Blues lifted the chalice. Darren Atkins, master of the reverse jinx. Oh. Doug, that's Buck Swope.
Buck Swope with a nice little email.
And that's what we have for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day.
There's a couple good ones. I don't know who Fonda Hoags was trying to sexually harass, but I did kind of like his use of the Pat Benatar song. So I'm going to vote for Fonda Hoags. Fonda Hoags.
Well, it's obviously between JV golf coach and Shooter McGavin. I'm going to go with JV golf coach.
JV golf coach gets my vote as well.
Yeah,
JV golf
Lucas.
Coach has won.
Nice.
The Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Still two more Plowhawk shows, Doug. Don't get crestfallen just yet.
We're not even done yet. We still got Thursday. We got Friday. Heavy hitters.
Jennings Randolph Jr. Fan Page Club Championship. You'll be navigating the Hawk with your three wood.
Yeah, Doug. By the time Sunday's, are we going to be begging me for me to move on?
I'm going to be all up in your face the entire weekend. I hate to lose a coworker.
You almost said it.
Oh, yeah. You almost did say
almost.
It.
A little coworker.
Also, I wasn't that bad on QFTA yesterday.
I had to take a call we were having. I bailed on my previous internet provider. Didn't want to name them because I just didn't want to do that dirty work on the air. It just had gotten to a point of being, it wasn't working for six straight days. So we got a new one, and it was recommended to me passionately when I did a little crowdsourcing on the TMA fan page on Sunday morning. Everybody raved about this. So,
Cable America?
It was Cable America.
Is it a cell phone provider?
It is not.
Okay.
I guess theoretically there's overlap in that industry. Okay. Cable America being its own property.
I think they're out of business.
Is that right? They're gone?
Well, you were their only customer.
Yeah, you were holding up the, like, you were literally leaving the lights on
Once I left, they had nothing left.
So anyway, they were calling, or my wife was calling. And at this point in my life, if my wife is calling me, and I think we've only been on the phone on a call like twice in our 16 years together, I'm like, oh, there must be an emergency. So then I left Jackson for about, what was it, 5 minutes, Jackson? And you started talking about the Knicks and the Sixers?
Knicks and Sixers and the movie Civil War.
You started with the movie, right? I think I was watching at the time. You started with the movie Civil War.
Did you see it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good or bad?
Good.
Oh, I thought it was just gratuitous violence from start to finish.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
Well, how about that? Maybe Doug should be hired on goodorbad.com.
Running over people, setting people on fire, shooting people in the head. It's gratuitous violence all the way through it.
Certainly. Yeah, a lot of violence.
Yeah.
Kind of a job opening just posted from friend of the show, Brianna Coppage. I'd like one more girl creator for an orgy in St. Louis in early May and then a little licking emoji.
Mm.
Comment if you're available.
How do you sift through resumes? Do you watch game tape?
Why does it have to be a girl?
And then Brandon Driscoll tweeted at her, I identify as a girl. So he's thrown his hat in the ring.
Okay. That dude is sick. Yeah, he's on the Reddit
page. That counts.
I know enough about porn to direct a girl-girl scene.
Well, you ought to
Doesn't everybody? Couldn't anybody do that?
Probably.
Yeah. I think anybody could do that.
Doug, I'm going to go direct an orgy down the hall on
anybody
101
could do that.
ESPN. Yes, that's right. It's Balloon Party. It's coming your way on 101 ESPN. Switch over your YouTube channel, your radio, your live stream, the 101 ESPN app. For the Plowhawk, for Action Jackson, for Kenneth Higgins Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Sullivan Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been TMA, presented to you by Brown and Crouppen. And closing out, the Schaefer Door Company, 9 o'clock hour.